I am the ultimate. I am majesty. Crypto decentralized. I am currency. I am the Tesla for electricity. I am a mobile. I'm mining frequency. I am the whole.
Like skim through Beatles songs. Like I don't know what album any song is on that I like of theirs. It's just like I have these random songs that I like of theirs, and I don't know the names of them either.
There was one album, I think it's Velvet Revolver, because it started off with Taxman. It had Norwegian Wood, because Norwegian Wood is one of my favorite songs, one of my favorites, and Eleanor Rigby's up there too. Taxman. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
The tax man?
That's the first song on.
I'm coming to get your paycheck. The tax man.
Yeah. Well, he goes on and on about like all the stupid things that people will tax, and it ends with like taxing the air and taxing the sidewalk. All kinds of shenanigans.
When you buy. You know how they have those, like, air spas? Where you go and get, like, air? You just breathe air?
Uh-huh. You can get air in a can.
Yeah. When you pay sales tax on that. Taxed air.
Pay taxed air.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the air in a can is also taxed. Mm. You can go to, like, a sports chalet and buy bottles of air.
That actually brings me to something that you brought up earlier. How the human species is the only... Oh, it's like we're the only beings on this earth that have to pay to live here.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
I think about how much we pay for water.
Literally the thing that we were designed to drink that every other creature drinks by itself. In fact, you can find bugs and creatures coming to our water that we purchased to drink, and they're not asking.
Exactly. And then I think that creates a thing where we're like, oh, I can just kill them because I paid for this water. It's like, this is water.
Yeah.
You can see how like the ripple effect of us paying for everything and how we treat other beings that don't have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about that till this moment.
It's always been just a complete baffling thing that we actually have to buy land. It's like, who the hell owned it in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, we had people who put their flags down or peed on the land and said, now it is mine. And then everybody else was like, all right, well, either I'm going to kill you for it or maybe I'll pay you for it, but there's just no like, I'm just gonna set up my camp here.
Mm-hmm. Man, I was just thinking about, you said, you know, you just pee on it and it's yours, and
it works for everybody else.
I would own a lot of land right now.
Right
actually. What?
Totally unrelated to what we're talking about right now. I just found out that Schmigadoon is a TV series.
What?
I was really hoping to see Will Ferrell part of this, but I don't.
Martin Short. That makes sense.
Okay. Is that Martin Short as like a leprechaun? What am I seeing?
Okay, so we're talking about Schmigadoon.
Oh, I love that. That's Peele?
Yeah. You know, I never really watched Key and Peele. Friends like love Key and Peele, and I've never really watched them.
I saw them live. Actually, I went to one of their, like, down in LA. They recorded a bunch of episodes and a bunch of content all in the course of a few hours. They even did one more than they thought they would. They're like, should we do this? And everybody was like, yeah. We were all like super stoked. And so then they're like, all right, let's just film this one too. And it was pretty rad. It was rad to be part of the live audience. I was going to say live action audience, but that doesn't totally sound right. But it felt like live action because we were also like interacting with them and helping them create that content that really can only come from having an audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So Schmigadoon, a couple on a backpacking trip discovers a magical town in which everyone acts like they're in a musical from the 1940s. Whoa, I would totally watch this. All right, so let's backtrack though and bring everybody up to speed as to why the heck we even care about Schmigadoon. we were on one of our spirit drives last night, Mm-hmm. And we had a very fancy dinner where we stopped at a taco truck and we sang to a tree and did a dance to summon God knows what. And but we ate the tacos at a gas station after driving a lot. We also drove through some neighborhoods and
we went through a seminary.
We tried.
Yeah, but we tried. It was
super closed up.
Oh, so this is crazy about seminary, though. So, like, when you drove in, there was, like, a big gate. And on either side, it just looked like
little shoeboxes.
It looked like, there was doors.
On little shoebox
houses. Inside little shoebox, little containers next to the gate where usually I would think that there would be, like, it looked like a place for armed guards. And I was just like, why is this seminary? That's interesting. But anyway, I digress. Back to Schmigadoon.
Yeah, so we're on the road and I mean, what, Apple Music was just
picking going up whatever. Ham. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we had every genre of music possibly playing. And then this weird musical sounding thing called Schmigadoon popped on, and it was like, do we change the song or do we listen to this whole ridiculous thing? And we listened to the whole ridiculous thing. I mean, we skipped a lot of songs that night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last night
we did, but Schmigadoon,
but not Schmigadoon,
because it was ridiculous.
It was, and we really thought that Will Ferrell was a part of it, but it looks like it's Martin Short, which
that makes sense.
Oh, that's not Peele. That's Key. See, I get them confused.
Got to peel the key.
Schmigadoon.
So who's in Schmigadoon?
We got...
ooh, one of the writers, I wrote it, Allison.
Al Silverman.
Hey, they don't even know the last name.
All right. So, well, it's only 6 episodes so far. Keegan-Michael Key is the main character. Cecily Strong is the lead female actress. Fred Armisen, Dove Cameron, Jamie Camel?
Camille? I'm going to go with Camel.
Jaime Camille. Kristen Chenoweth. Oh, I know her.
Yeah.
She's a singing person. Alan Cumming, Ariana DeBose, Anne Harada, Jane Krakowski. Yeah. Hey, Martin Short, we know him. Aaron Tveit. I don't know. Serena Krause, Sarah Formosa. Julia Harnett, Jessica Dawn Keeling, Katrina Reynolds, and then I think we're just going into all the supporting.
Jared Khalifa, is he Wiz Khalifa's cousin?
Just because of the last name?
I'm just going to do it. Ooh, he's Tristan Ghostkeeper, that's a freaking badass name.
So, well, Jared is a dancer, multidisciplinary artist and athlete born and raised in Vancouver. Awesome. Gymnastics, voice, and musical theater as a tumbler. Now, are we talking about one who tumbles or like that thing that you have in your bathroom that holds all your toothbrushes?
Did he hold toothbrushes?
He could hold toothbrushes and do gymnastics.
I would actually like to see that.
That's called multitasking. What are we looking up again? Oh. Who are we looking up again?
When did Schmigadoon start?
2021.
So this year, I mean, it looks like there's only 3 episodes out so far.
Yeah, and they've filmed 6 so far. So, and it just started, so there's no end date in sight at the moment.
Next episode's July 20.
I wonder where it is, though. Where can we watch it? Watch on Apple TV. All right, so that's...
I have Apple TV.
All right, well, we're going to watch that later and see. Ooh, Kristen Chenoweth looks all brunette and proper. I don't
know. Wow. See, this is what happens when you go on a spirit drive. Actually, you know what? Let's explain a spirit drive. So spirit drive is something that
we do
very often. I've actually been doing spirit drives since I could drive. I don't think back then I knew that they were called spirit drives. They were more called, oh my God, I got to get out of the house and drive around and I don't know where I'm going. That's what that right there is the definition of a spirit drive, because you actually start, it's almost like you get kind of guided to really cool places and see really cool things. So yeah, I do that every so often. And now that I'm with my beautiful wife, we do it together. And last night we were on a spirit drive. And sometimes, like, I like to play music on a spirit drive because spirit talks to me through music. And sometimes it's really funny, like, where I'm driving and the soundtrack that automatically comes on as I get there. And I'm just like, this is wild. How did the music know that this was the perfect soundtrack? So anyway, Schmigadoon came on. It was actually like, it really was like the perfect soundtrack for where we were. Like,
as we entered, yeah.
Yeah, as the contrast for where we were. It mm-hmm. was, it's very interesting. And we were just kind of looking at the phone, like, because I'm just playing Apple Music through my car, and just like, why did Apple send us this? Like, this is wild. This seems like I said, it seems like it's a Will Ferrell movie. It's either Will Ferrell or Adam Sandler.
That was the original guesses.
Yeah, Martin, but I was
Short,
wrong.
But Martin Short isn't a far stretch.
That is true.
Yeah.
He's a short stretch.
Oh, I would know.
I like to say fun side.
I'm always in everybody's boobies when I give them hugs.
I mean, how is that for you?
It's lovely. Yeah, it's nice. And it's not like it's ever outright, you know, disrespectful, because if they're hugging me, my face just happened to be in their breasticle region. So.
Breasticles.
Breasticles. I am breasticles. This is Sparta.
Now I want to go get the googly eyes and put googly eyes on your titties. Name it breasticles.
Ooh. And then when they bounce, the eyes also go all crazy. Whoa. It's like, man, what's wrong with your nipples? They're just trying to look at everything at one time. Like a chameleon's face. Did you ever see their eyes, what their eyes do?
No.
They go like, it's like, imagine these are chameleon eyes. So, and then one goes up to the right and the other goes over to the left. And they all don't look in the same direction. They can all look in different directions at one time. Pew, 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 pew. But they do, and it is very robotic. It's not like, it's like, pew, pew, pew.
Is that like a superpower or distracting?
I mean, it's being a chameleon. So
yeah,
being a chameleon in itself is a superpower, I think.
It's true. Mm-hmm. I know sometimes my eyes do like, boo, boo, boo. That's when I'm all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if I was a chameleon, I wouldn't be. I wonder if they're like doing that to... What if they're doing it to, I just had this vision of them like gridding the whole area around them so that they could take on the same frequency so that they could blend in. And their eyes are just, I don't know.
We'd have to be chameleons.
Let's do it.
Sounds good.
I am chameleon. Not chameleonaire.
Huh?
Chameleonaire started coming out of me.
Oh.
That was the wrong chameleon.
I was trying to become a chameleon.
Gonna catch me riding dirty. Anyway.
I think I wrote a weird parody song to that thousands of years ago. But I don't remember it. And I don't know if I ever like... typed it. I may have written it down on a piece of notebook paper and shoved it some corner of my childhood. Mm. Yeah.
When you find it, I'd like to hear it. I've heard some of your parodies recently. Well, anyway, I want to thank you for picking me up from the airport that day.
Oh, thank you for friend requesting me.
You're welcome. Anytime. I mean, hopefully not anytime, because if I have to friend request you again, then that means for some reason you unfriended me.
Yeah, no. Let's just keep it at the one.
Yeah, let's just keep it at that.
I've been in those situations where it's like you fight with someone and then like they unfriend or they block. And then it's like, then you have to go through like the whole process of refriending them. It's mm-hmm. weird. It's like a weird feeling to refriend your friend or mm-hmm. to refriend somebody after you've like took time away from them. Like it, I don't know. It's like that energetic, I don't know how to put words to that at the moment. Isn't it weird though?
It has, I don't unfriend a lot of people. Majority of the time, if I have to unfriend someone, I block them. Mm-hmm. And I don't unfriend them. I don't friend them again.
Mm.
I have had to friend some people before because of, which some people don't know this, Facebook sometimes will glitch out and just unfriend you from people sometimes. And so I've had that happen before where I've actually like reached out to the person and be like, hey, everything all right? Because we're not friends no more. And they're like, I thought you deleted me. I'm like, I didn't delete you. It's like, oh, be some Facebook glitch.
And on the opposite end of that, I've suddenly like had friends on my list that I never approved. And we don't share any friends in common, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly I'll see them just popped up in my feed. And I'm like, what? How? And then I'll like unfriend them because I don't want to just be randomly connected to some like thing that I didn't choose. Like, Facebook, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has a lot of glitches. I've actually, being a marketer on Facebook has shown me so much about how Facebook works. And it's very interesting to see a lot of people complaining about certain things at Facebook. Like the people at Facebook, they're doing this, this, and this, and they don't realize it's just a bot. It's
mm-hmm.
a bot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bot that's learning.
Yeah.
And doesn't know what it's doing yet. And you're attributing all these horrible, heinous acts toward Facebook when it's a bot learning.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've noticed that. And then there's been a lot of stuff because Facebook is always changing. And it's always getting new bots and stuff mm-hmm. that I think a lot of people don't realize how much is run by bots.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, most of the internet is run by bots. And a lot of the stuff that's happening where it's like seeming like censorship
when
is
it's just bots trying to figure
bots.
It out.
Because some of the things that are being censored out, if you actually looked at like the intent behind the censoring,
mm-hmm.
okay, they say they'll you know delete your account or whatever if you say you're going to kill somebody, even if it's a joke because the bot doesn't understand it's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand why the bot has that keyword to censor
mm-hmm.
if someone was literally threatening someone on the platform,
mm-hmm.
but people don't see that the bot can't tell.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you're in freaking Facebook jail for telling a joke because the bot can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, anytime that the bot does put you in jail and it says it gives you the option to, what is that called?
Dispute it.
To dispute it. Always dispute it because now you're actually sending it to a person. And now that person can see.
I've tried to dispute stuff, and I think it just goes to a disputing bot.
And actually, it might be a disputing bot now, to be honest.
Because there was, what was it? Somebody had posted in a group, like that one time that I got, like, zucked, which is hilarious that there's actually a word now that getting into Facebook jail. Mm-hmm. How Mark Zuckerberg has become an archetype. Like, it's not even a person anymore. He's an archetype of, like, face of social media censorship. So, yeah. Oh, the archetype of internet and social media imprisonment. Ooh, juicy. I could write a paper on that.
I would not want to be named after that archetype.
The Zuckerberg archetype. But yeah, what was it? Somebody had posted, I was part of just this this group that really liked lizards and frogs and stuff. And this one guy posted about, you know, it looks like my frog either looks like he's plotting to murder someone or like do something else. And so we were all writing a bunch of jokes, and one of my jokes was like pretending that I was this frog, and like my sentence was along the lines of like, I totally don't remember anymore, but it was along the lines of, I'm going to kill you. But quoting this frog, who the author had even said, oh, it's like a murderous frog. So yeah, I got totally zucked for that. And I went to dispute it. I was like, this is literally a joke. I'm pretending to be a frog, a murderous frog that the author posted. And it was like, doesn't matter. You're out. I'm like, all right, cool. That's fine.
Yeah. The Zuckerberg archetype is not one for jokes.
That he would not get along with Loki.
I don't think he does.
I'm not sure who the Zuckerberg archetype would get along with.
Those things in Doctor Who that's like exterminate.
Yes.
Exterminate. Exterminate. Gotta say it at least 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. Okay, I can see that. That's, yeah. They've got friends. So, what happened?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to have to end this podcast episode soon because my computer's going to die.
Don't die yet, because Tristan Ghostkeeper from Schmigadoon, he is also in Motherland, which is a show we've been watching.
Yes!
Which is great. It's weird. There's some weird loopholes, but because we like it so much, we just kind of brush the loopholes under the rug, but we could always talk about that if people care about it.
I really love how they use frequency in that show.
Oh yeah, that is just rad. Yeah.
I think I might have remembered him.
Kind of, yeah.
Like when the guys come so that they could all have sex
mm-hmm.
and create some energy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. See, reasons to watch the show. I was trying to see in Motherland if I could find him real quick, but that's all right. But now we know. We should, after this, we're totally watching an episode of Schmigadoon.
Yeah.
Gotta see what the hype's about.
For shizzle. And maybe we'll tell y'all about it.
I like that.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, we are gonna hop off. I wanna thank you for just listening to us. We're gonna check out Schmigadoon. So I'm not gonna tell you to check out Schmigadoon, but yeah, we're gonna check out Schmigadoon. And if it's good, or I won't say good because good is relative.
Entertaining.
You might like it even if we don't. But if we like it, we'll tell you. And if we don't like it, we might tell you.
Actually, that episode would probably be more fun.
Yeah, that probably would be more fun. Anyway, make sure you follow us on social media at the Intuned Instrument. You can support the show now. We have gear and merch, and there's music downloads at shop.theintuneinstrument.com. Until next time, I hope you have the most magical, beautiful, amazing moments in time. Goodbye for now. Until another now.
Which is right now.
Which is right now. And now.
And still right now.
And now.
Thank you, thank you, thank you again for tuning into the show. If you're interested in supporting the show, be sure to meander on over to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and check out the merch store. You want my latest single? Well, guess what? You can get it at shop.theintuneinstrument.com. You want to represent that you're an in-tune instrument in your city? Shop.theintuneinstrument.com and grab a shirt. You get the message. Go to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and rep this show.